Grandpa's Letters, March 23rd, 1942. Dearest Mom and Dad, greetings, folks. Well, here goes your youngest son again. Just a few lines. That's about all. Your letter of March 19th is at hand. I was in town yesterday on Liberty. Wasn't much doing, though. Our ship hasn't been granted to send any of the crew to the Royal Hawaiian lately. I guess others are getting a chance. Still have hopes, though. It's good to get in town occasionally just to stretch out and walk around a little and cool off with a few beers. My Liberty Day was on Sunday, and I couldn't get Dad a present. Therefore, when I do get it and have it mailed, it may arrive late. But I know you will forgive me, Dad. The corner must be rather dead now with most of the fellows going into the service. I often wonder how everything will be when I return home. It's a spectacle to look forward to. I received a nice letter from Bud and Elsie again. Also some snapshots of them with the baby. Janice sure looks sweet. I guess I will seem more of an uncle to the younger children than I do to Shirley. Oh yes, thank Irene for the nice Easter card. I haven't been able to purchase any cards yet, so I may not be able to return the greeting to her. Even if I don't send any Easter cards, you know my thoughts will be of you all that day. I don't have to worry about a new Easter outfit this year. Same style as last year for me. No doubt the Easter parade of new styles will take a back seat this season. Well, my dear folks, I am well and in the best of spirits. May this letter find you all the same. I find myself at the point where there is little else to write about, so the only logical thing to do is sign off. God protect you from all harm. Your loving son, Elmer Luckett.